请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
The young couple goes to a restaurant.
年轻的情侣去餐厅。
They sit at a table.
他们坐在一张桌子上。
A waiter comes to them.
一个服务员来到他们身边。
They look at the menu.
他们看菜单。
The woman wants pasta.
女人想要意大利面。
The man wants a steak.
这个男人想要一块牛排。
They also order drinks.
他们还点饮料。
The waiter writes down their order.
服务员正在记录他们的订单。
They wait for the food.
他们在等食物。
The food is very good.
食物很好。
They enjoy their meal.
他们享受他们的饭菜。
After the meal, they pay the bill.
吃完饭后，他们支付账单。
They leave the restaurant.
他们离开餐厅。
In 2025, IPTV technology will be faster and smoother.
在2025年，IPTV 技术将更快、更流畅。
Many experts believe that this will happen soon.
许多专家相信这将很快发生。
Recently, there was an outage of Airtel's service.
最近，Airtel 的服务出现了故障。
This affected many users who rely on IPTV.
这影响了许多依赖 IPTV 的用户。
Users were frustrated and wanted answers quickly.
用户感到沮丧并希望迅速得到答案。
Airtel promised to solve the problem soon.
艾尔特尔承诺很快解决问题。
The future of IPTV looks very bright indeed.
IPTV 的未来看起来非常光明。
The iPhone 17 Pro has arrived, and it is already making waves in the tech community.
iPhone 17 Pro 已经到达，且它已经在科技圈内掀起波澜。
Many experts agree that the upgrades are significant this time.
许多专家同意，这些升级在此次很重要。
The camera improvements are particularly noteworthy, featuring a higher megapixel count.
相机的改进非常值得注意，具有更高的百万像素数量。
Reviewers are excited about this feature.
审阅者对这个功能感到兴奋。
The battery life is also improved, lasting longer between charges.
电池寿命也得到改善，在充电之间持续更长时间。
However, some users report occasional overheating issues.
然而，一些用户报告偶尔出现过热问题。
These problems seem to occur mostly during heavy usage.
这些问题似乎主要发生在密集使用期间。
Despite these minor issues, performance remains top-notch.
尽管有这些小问题，表现仍然保持在最佳水平。
Overall, the iPhone 17 Pro is a worthy upgrade from its predecessor.
总体而言，iPhone 17 Pro 是对其前身的有价值的升级。
For those considering an upgrade, the iPhone 17 Pro will not disappoint.
对于那些考虑升级的人，iPhone 17 Pro 不会让你失望。
In conclusion, the iPhone 17 Pro stands out with its premium features.
总之，iPhone 17 Pro 以其优质的功能脱颖而出。
It is a phone that meets the demands of modern users exceptionally well.
这是一种手机，能极好地满足现代用户的需求。
In a stunning revelation, it was announced today that Emma Mackey will portray the iconic White Witch in the upcoming Netflix adaptation of Narnia.
在一次惊人的揭示中，今天宣布，艾玛·麦基将扮演即将到来的 Netflix 改编剧《纳尼亚》中的标志性白女巫。
Greta Gerwig, renowned for her innovative storytelling, will direct this much-anticipated film.
格雷塔·葛维格以其创新的叙事而闻名，将执导这部备受期待的电影。
Critics are already buzzing about the casting choice, drawing parallels to Tilda Swinton's unforgettable portrayal in the original series.
评论家们已经开始围绕选角的选择发出嗡嗡声，绘制与 Tilda Swinton 在原始系列中令人难忘的表演之间的相似之处。
Emma's performance is expected to bring a new depth to the character, challenging previous interpretations.
艾玛的表演预计将为角色带来新的深度，挑战之前的解释。
The excitement is palpable as fans eagerly await the film's release later this year.
兴奋是显而易见的，因为粉丝们急切地期待着电影在今年晚些时候的发布。
As anticipation builds, Emma's portrayal of the White Witch may redefine the character for a new generation.
当期待感加剧时，艾玛对白女巫的刻画可能会重新定义这个角色，以适应新一代。
Psychological theories serve as frameworks for understanding the complexities of human behavior.
心理学理论作为理解人类行为复杂性的框架。
Among these theories, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, stands out for its empirical support and practical applications.
在这些理论中，认知行为疗法 CBT 因其实证支持和实际应用而脱颖而出。
Cognitive behavioral therapy emphasizes the interconnectedness of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
认知行为疗法强调思想、情感和行为的相互联系。
This interplay affects mental health significantly, often leading to anxiety and depression.
这种相互作用显著影响心理健康，常常导致焦虑和抑郁。
Therapists utilize these insights to guide interventions tailored to individual needs.
治疗师利用这些见解来指导根据个体需求量身定制的干预措施。
In addition, psychodynamic theories explore the role of unconscious processes in shaping behavior.
此外，心理动力理论探讨了无意识过程在塑造行为中的作用。
Such approaches can uncover deep-seated issues that may contribute to various psychological disorders.
这样的做法可能会揭示潜藏的深层问题，这些问题可能会导致各种心理障碍。
Humanistic theories, contrasting with psychodynamic approaches, emphasize the inherent potential for growth.
人文主义理论与心理动力学方法形成对比，强调内在的成长潜力。
They advocate for a client-centered approach that prioritizes awareness and self-actualization.
他们提倡一种以客户为中心的方法，优先考虑意识和自我实现。
Behavioral theories, on the other hand, focus on the modification of observable actions.
行为理论，另一方面，专注于可观察行为的修改。
Techniques rooted in behaviorism aim to reinforce desirable actions and diminish unwanted behaviors.
源于行为主义的技术旨在强化理想的行为并减少不必要的行为。
All these theories offer distinct vantage points that enhance our understanding of mental health.
所有这些理论提供了不同的视角，增强了我们对心理健康的理解。
The sun was shining brightly.
太阳在明亮的照耀。
Five friends sat on a blanket.
五个朋友坐在一条毛毯上。
They had sandwiches and fruits.
他们有三明治和水果。
One friend spoke about recycling.
一个朋友谈论回收。
She said it is important.
她说这很重要。
Another friend mentioned planting trees.
另一个朋友提到了种树。
They wanted to clean the park.
他们想清理公园。
They picked up plastic bottles.
他们捡起了塑料瓶。
They felt happy to help.
他们感到很高兴可以帮助。
They laughed and shared stories.
他们笑了并分享了故事。
At the end, they took a picture.
最后，他们拍了一张照片。
They promised to protect nature.
他们承诺保护自然。
They left the picnic feeling good.
他们离开野餐时感到很好。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。